הקדושה ועד לפנס עד ומעד בסימחו שעד לחיל ולזמן של סימחו להיל אי סעיר וסימחו סוס מניקות סתום לקודס Onis, what's the there's a simcha dafka over here, or many other yom tif. The whole chiddush is told in the simcha. Simcha is added mag in the simcha. Second. How's it shayach ha-maisa to come to Simcha? In this world, is everybody living in the same world I'm living in? Simcha?
Mm-hmm.
It's maybe, not my mind, maybe a little bit, chassidish, oh, but there's a maisa, Baal Shem Tov. Long after Baal Shem Tov was nifter, Maisa with the Baal Shem Tov's son, who was almost killed with a gzeira on him. So later on, why there was a gzeira. Baal Shem Tov wanted to save him. That special rishus, he was drowning in water. There was a river coming up to his, while he was walking. And Maisa, it used to be a river, and the river dried up because he was Nigzai. Shem Tov's son was Nigzai to dry up for a certain reason. And the river had a taina. Kitzur, he was giving Rishus the river to come back and to drown Shem Tov's son. So when he was walking there, there was no river at the time. Then all of a sudden the river came and he had no way out. And coming up to his nose already, he was going to drown. All of a sudden he saw a light come, and the river stopped, and he was able to go out of the river. And that night, his father, Baal Shem Tov, came to him in a dream, and said, he was given Rishus, Baal Shem Tov, to come back to save his son's life, to come back into this world. That light that you saw, that was him, that was me, Baal Shem Tov. And told him that it's been years since he's been in this world. He forgot, he said, how dark this world is, darkness from the world. He said if he would have remembered what it means, I forget, it's shalom for him, forget it. He would have remembered the darkness, how dark this world is, he wouldn't have come. I wouldn't have come. And Baal Shem Tov's son said that he knows that he was the most precious thing in his father's life. For his father to say that he wouldn't have come to save his life, he wouldn't have come back if he remembered how dark the world is, he said the matzah must be pretty bad. This was already in the days of the Baal Shem Tov. How can we be expected, the Maisa, to come to Simcha in this world? Simcha, this is Simcha for 1 month a year. Marvin the Simcha noch. Really, you do this, Hashem, the Simcha. Samazi, it's a Shemuz, it should always be Simcha. Marvin the Simcha. This is Levi, Aditshava, came. Noch, I see the Shai. When you talk about Simcha, it's hard to stay away from Pasidus. Came to the Seder one time, and he came to Arba Kushis, came to the Manishtana and he said, 4 questions, Rebbeinu Shlomo, 4 questions, that's all you give me, 4 questions. I have 4 million questions, Rebbeinu Shlomo, I hear Klal Yisrael's Tzoris all day and all night. The Yisoyim, the Almonas, the people that are sick, people that are suffering, Aniyim, They can't feed their children. How can people come to Simcha? The Stamaze, you have the Simcha Jews we always talk about, that just, you know, for some reason they were put here to be the Simcha, right? It goes well for them, they were born good, good looking, smart. They always had the right rabbi, they always had the right teacher, they had the right parents, good parents that for some reason knew every right move to make in Chinuch. They made their lives very good and easy for them, and they had money, and they had good heads, and they went to school easily in yeshiva, and they were good in learning, no learning disabilities, no ADD, no ADD, no ADD, no medications needed. Simcha Jews, the hat never flew off in the wind, they never sneezed, and they didn't have a tissue. But then there's like regular people like us. How do regular people like us come to Simcha? And the Badishina said by the Seder, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I have 4 million questions, Taka. He said, but I don't have to ask all these questions. The mice, all these questions are upgefecht if I knew just one thing. One thing I have to know. And all my questions are upgefecht. One thing that you're with us, Rebbeinu. You're with me here in this tzoris. Bemis shteit. Yumi anoichi batzor, you say it. Meisha b'seis, you say it every Shabbos morning, hopefully. Yumi anoichi batzor, Rebbeinu Shalom is with us in this tzoris. Rebbeinu Shalom comes down to this world and he's together with us. Dr. Baditch, for all his questions are upgefecht on Emes Vesilis in Beit Yiyiv, by Yiyiv. Yiyiv! Tremendous Baal Yisur, he had every tzor he could possibly think of in this world. He lost his family, lost his money, lost everything possible. He suffered tremendously in this world, Yiyiv. And he looked at chapters and chapters, he looked at Prokhim and Prokhim, philosophy. And Yiyiv, he was trying to find Simcha, something to hold on to. Until the Rebbeinu Shalom came and spoke to him through a cloud. And then he understood, and everything was okay. The Rebbeinu Shalom was with him, he spoke to him. That is Ein Simcha Katoris HaTzveikasim. This is the guest, the Simcha HaTzveikasim. What's the suffix, the biggest suffix in our life? The MS is the Rebbeinu Shalom really with us? Is he really here? So it comes down to the end of the day. Is this all for real, Rabbi? That's what everybody wants. I once said to someone, yeah, you know, after you're 120, so it's a shed, you know, then you'll understand and I'll have answers. And he said, what do you mean? Who's going to care about that? I'm going to be dead then. That's the problem. You don't really believe. You don't really believe that this is all real. And it's, you do, deep down inside. We don't live with it. We don't really believe that Eibrisht is with us in every single thing that happens in our life, good and bad. Everyone says in Brochus, Keshem Shem Mavarchan Al Ara, Al Atoiv, Kei Mavarchan Al Ara. How are you doing, Boch Hashem? There was a Rebbe in Shalosh when I was there. Rabbi Stein, that was lifted a few years ago. When he was sick, he was very sick for a while. His son said by the Levaya that one day he came to the kitchen and he saw his father, his father was in a lot of pain. He said to him, Tati, how are you feeling today? And he says, Baruch Hashem erger, Baruch Hashem worse. So he says, what do you mean, Baruch Hashem worse? He says, Kashem Shem Aruch and Allah, Tayyib came Aruch and Allah. After we were loved, when you should have been, Abish is involved in everything that happens. But it's schwer, it's hard. But we have to know that the Rebbeinu Shalom is with us. That was the Simcha from God. What did Esther say? What was Esther's title? What did she come to the Rebbeinu Shalom? State, Keili, Keili, Lomazav Toni. Famous song. Dobra, Malik liked the song so much. Stupid Ryan and Taylor also. Esther, Malik liked the song so much. She was actually, the Medrash says that this was Esther's tefillah. Kaylee, Kaylee, Loma Zavtoni Rebbeinu Shaloylom. Don't leave me. Be with me. She was going in front of the Melech. She needed the Rebbeinu Shaloylom to know the Avish is with me. Then I can do anything. Then I can go in front of Achashverosh. I can take, then you can conquer the world. Then you can take over Abu Yisai. We can accomplish anything. We can get through anything. How do people get through? I told you that story recently. We said it in one of the Vadim, no? Of the guy that was out of yeshiva by the time he was 11 years old. He was awesome. He didn't have a father. He had to support his family. 11 years old. He had no yeshiva education. Past 11 years old. And he, I know someone who knew this person. He had a hard life. It was a hard life. Before the war, obviously during the war, he lost his whole family. He was married with children, lost his whole family. After the war, he married up a cousin of his that she was very sick from the war. He took care of her his whole life. She couldn't have children. He never had children again. And he didn't have money. He fetched through life, I'm going to say. And he was a person that was the cynical, with a smile always. And they asked him, someone I know, Taka, asked him, how'd you do it all these years? How'd you do it? With this, such innocence, he said, you had to see the person say, it was like I fell off the plan, the moon, fell from the moon. It's like, he looked at him and he said, what? The Baruch Hashem, you think the Baruch Hashem doesn't know what he's doing? People that live with Pasha de Muna. It's more than a moon, it's living with the Baruch Hashem. Right, that's what he said. He spoke about the tightrope walker, right? Bitochen is, not pshat, I believe you can walk across that tightrope. Pshat is, I'm willing to go on your shoulders. We put ourselves on the Rebbeinu Shalom's shoulders and we go with whatever comes our way. The trick is to be on Madrega. We're talking not. It's hard to be on such a Madrega. It's easy to say. It's easy to say Vadim. I say Vadim. I don't live Vadim. Easy to say. Now, Halavai. Halavai, that's the Madrega we have to know. Deep down inside, we all know it. At least to get to the Madrega, and everybody says, anyway, he says, yeah, but like you talk about work and it's terrible and our money and panosa and blah, blah, blah. Always at the end of the conversation, you say, yeah, I'm Isaac, but not sufficient mind. Yeah, yeah, but then you walk away, right? Yeah, you always have to shtuk that in a little bit, you know. At least that, chodz that at the end of the conversation, at the end of the bruch, you say, the mice, we can kvetch in. The Ebrister knows it's hard for us, and we kvetch, and he kvetches with us. But at least to know, at least at the end of the conversation, to remind ourselves, sorry, sorry, Rabbi Yisrael, I wish to know what's doing. What's in there? Hakom Meshamayim. I say, Yoya Avada Koltuf. End of the conversation. I was talking to someone once, he said, the Maisa, we all know, in the end of the day, the Stipe wrote down a certain thing, you know, in the end of the day, right? The Stipe says like this, right? Okay, we don't really want to believe that, but the Stipe says, yeah, Avada, it's true. It's all totally in the end of the day. And the grace of Simcha of the Purim was that they saw Taka, Keli, Keli, Lama, Zavtoni. In the end of the day, the Rebbeinu Shalom was with them in everyday life. This is the plea in Purim, right? Look in the Megillah, no shame, Hashem. Not one word about the Rebbeinu Shalom, right? When I got old, I used to hear you sitting in school as a kid. And you hear the Gal, the Ganes, and wow, the Rebbeinu, the Rebbeinu, the Rebbeinu. What a Nes they used to do for us, right? Then when you get a little older, you learn the Megillah, it doesn't say anything about a Nes. It doesn't say anything about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nothing about the Rebbeinu Shalom. Esther said to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Where did Esther talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom? It doesn't say anything about it. It was regular day life. It was regular day life. There was Mordechai, the fanatic rabbi, right? He was the Eid, the Eid of Haredis, right? The Eid of Havgonis. And he looked apart Kika Shabbos, and he fanatic. And then there was Esther Amalka, right, the fanatic lady, Azafa from the lady, that they managed to chat, and they went to the king's castle, Levach. And then there were the Jews, you know, the guys in Kur, the kids that sat and learned the whole day. Egg of the day, life, woman came along, I don't like these Jews, let's get rid of them. Esther Punkt, Esther had a stick of protection because she's the king's wife, right, so she could talk to him a little bit. Got things done, like the guy, the film guy that works in the Shara Pnim, you know? So to the guy, he took care of it for me, my passport, he took care of the dust. But that guy, she had to protect you. Prepare yourself harder, I don't want to, oh, let's kill Haman instead. So he looked at Haman instead. The Yidden got a bit stronger, they fought back, right? Gewaldic, regular everyday life. And they came out, and they made a Yom Tiv, and Zaza Simcha, they gave all the credit to the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that was it, they were makir, that the Eibishter was with them for the whole thing, the whole time. That was the way Yehudim lo yisa'oyer v'simcha v'sos v'iko. Came to Yehudim. That's the best of Simcha. To know that we're talking living with the Rebbeinu Shalom, get up in the morning, and it's hard, and it's schwer, and who knows what's going to be that day, right? That day that I'm going to be eating eggs by breakfast, and there's going to be shakshuka for lunch. Everything's going to go wrong. See your face? Everything that could possibly go wrong is going to go wrong that day. One of those days. I was on the bus this morning. I decided this morning. I'm always early, big yeki, right? Always early. I make myself crazy in the morning, right? And usually get to the bus stop in Yerushalayim where the con picks me up. I'm early, and I end up like just sitting there, right, waiting 20 minutes sometimes. Whatever, the bus comes, I get on the bus. Oh no, shit! Kids, this morning I said, you know what? I got up a little early, and the kids got up. We made a little matzah and naan, drank coffee and the shoko, you know. I said, well, I'm rushing out. I'm the later man. You know, the later man also finishes in time for me to catch the next bus, and I get there in plenty of time, and everything's good. And sure enough, everything's going smooth, and there's no traffic, and everything's gewaldic. And then my bus driver decided to cross over a certain thing. I think he did something illegal. I wasn't sure. I was like half asleep. I don't know what I know. The next thing I know, the cop's pulling us over. And of course, police over here, it takes them about 15, 20, 25 minutes to write up a ticket. I don't know exactly what took so long, but I think we were there for 20 minutes. 20-minute delay. Well, Hashem, I called the Beit Kanda. Beit Kanda was also sitting in traffic. And he pumped, we didn't really miss each other. Usually I would have missed him by then, but I didn't miss him. Maisa. There's always an alcoholic there, Rebbeinu Shalom. And then I said to myself, I was getting off the bus, what would have been if I did miss him? I still would have said alcoholic Rebbeinu Shalom, Shem Shemayim. Mishamayim, that's what I said, right? He picked up the phone and said, he said, I'm also sitting there, Azam Mishamayim. Would I have said the same thing if I missed him? Would I have said the same thing? Probably would have been upset, right? And the cop, and the dust, and I was already saying, I'm going to pull the Mishnah around, file a complaint, and the egghead, and dust, and the bus driver, all complaints in the world. Which is true, we shouldn't be stepped on this world. If somebody wrongs us, we have to. But in the end of the day, right, the end of the conversation, it was the end of the day. Am I from the Mishnah? And the second we know that, it makes it a little bit easier. It makes life a little bit easier. I'm not coming here to dash and gewaldig, you're going to be the happiest person. Then we're going to do cartwheels in the streets. It makes life a little bit easier. And that's how, in this world, the only way to come to Simcha, to see what goes on, to see what goes on. It's schwer. It's schwer what goes on in the world. I hear stories. I hear a lot of stories. My neighborhood, a few stories that people have to deal with. It makes life a little easier to say, just to say to yourself, everyday life, simple life, the easiest things happen to us. I don't say, I ask my Rebbe all the time, when you have to speak in public, I'm very nervous. Or when I have to speak to someone about something, and I know that this person is going to make mincemeat of me, right? He's a good debater, right? I have to convince him of something, it's not going to happen, right? But what should I do? It's a losing battle here, what should I do? I always just, before you get up, before you start talking to this person, just, Hashem is for sake. It's a tefillah, that's the emissary. We come to this in the Kodah. We daven, we talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Shach, it's Nun Kamai, we're talking to the Rebbeinu Shalom. It doesn't always have to be there. At every point of life, you want shakshuka, you want dust for lunch instead of shakshuka, ask the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's not always going to say yes. He's not always going to say yes. But you ask. So you got to know. Sometimes kids get no's from their parents too, right? Nobody says. But to talk to them, make him a part of your life, is to make him a part of your life. You know, it's coming from him. Hashem was like, Tiftach, it's not just traffic, it's a tefillah, it makes him a part. Now I made the Rebbeinu Shalom a part of my conversation. I know that he's with me in this conversation. So we live life like that, we try to live life like that together, and try, so we can come to Emes and see.